time for you to sound off.
You got a beef with me? What in the hell are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number five will always love you.
Chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkin Chevrolet.
Keep going. Sound off.
All right, it's time for Sound Off. 610-771-9705 is how you get in to the Sound Off line. When you get something to say, hit us up. A lot of people don't like to wait on hold. You have to wait a little bit to get on the hold. But on Sound Off, you just call up. You leave us a message. We reveal them, and you may make it to the big show.
Major violation on Natalie for never having been to Penn State. Mikey Miss is an alum. It's your duty to take her up there and show her around your old stomping ground. In fact, what you ought to do is a live remote on a Friday before a big game. How about Ohio State or something like that?
I don't know. That might break out in hives. What? A tree? A bush? Ivy walls? What? It's not the college I know.
I'll take a Zyrtec.
Could you handle it, Nat? Would you come unglued out there around the Penn
what?
State alone?
Fresh mountain air? Oh.
Where's the smog?
Hey, Natalie, if you want to get the idea of what it's like to go up to State College and hang out at Penn State, cruise over to Villanova after the show, hang out with some of their students, and just ask them to talk as if they've got a top 20 football program. Same snobby attitude, just you can save yourself 8 hours round trip.
Oh, another hater. I didn't know Jim from Southern was a hater. Another guy that couldn't make the grade. Two words, history grades, Jim.
Mike, you're speaking my language with the self-checkout, and I already have the system built to fix the issue. Number one, there will be a self-checkout combine, which you must go through to pass and get access to the self-checkout lane. Number two, there will be a gated entrance to the self-checkout lane. If you have not passed the combine, you will not hold the requisite credentials to enter the self-checkout lane. Number three, you will need to perform a semi-annual test to ensure that you are still able to pass through the self-checkout lane with the requisite speed. The end.
What? How about a cashier just looks and goes, that's too many items. Get another lane.
Come on, Mike. I like this combine. Don't poo-poo
the combine. What do you mean the combine?
You have to, like I suggested.
NFL combine?
Yeah, you step in there. You get a couple of produce items. You get a couple canned goods. You get some meats. You have to be able to register and bag in a certain amount of time or you don't get a credential to come back.
That sounds like an extra expense that would be passed on to the consumer.
I don't want to rain on your parade, but what if the Eagles get real conservative and Andrew Luck and T.Y. Hilton turn into Sean Jackson and Ryan Fitzpatrick? It's possible that the Colts get on the suspect Eagle defense and your guaranteed lock falls under the
You're talking silliness because the Colts don't have the weapons that Tampa Bay has. Tampa Bay lined up with some dudes, right? The Colts don't even have a running back. They got one guy, T.Y. Hilton, and they got Eric Ebron, the tight end. That's about all they have.
I'm very anxious and nervous about the game. I believe the Eagles are going to go 2-2. I expected them to lose to either Tennessee and Tampa Bay. It also looks like they may lose to the Colts. I believe Andrew Luck will have an easy day against our defense and that we will struggle to run the ball and also struggle to throw the ball because of our limited receivers. But I am still very excited to see Carson back because we'll get rolling. We will.
I don't know where you're going to see Andrew Luck have a big day. I mean, they don't throw the ball down the field. They're one of the lowest in the league at yards per attempt, 5.3 air yards per attempt this season. That's the second shortest average pass in the league.
No one wanted to admit that the Eagles had the worst wide receivers in the league when Nick Foles was playing. But now that Carson's back, everybody wants to complain and cry about the WRs. Typical Philly.
Aw, taking shots at Nicky.
No, he was taking shots.
No, that's why he was complaining about people taking shots at Nicky. That's what he was complaining about. He's a member of the Folesian Society. Well, listen, he can wave to you from the sidelines now. How you doing there, fans? Look at me.
This guy from 2 years ago Oh, man, the emotional level that I was riding watching this guy play, I got to tell you, he was out there catching everything. Colds, sinus infection, foot fungus, volleyball. He was catching everything but the football. So welcome back, Jordan Brick Hand Matthews.
Brickhand.
Yeah, you know what? He did have a lot of drops when he was here as a player. And if you look at his year in Buffalo, I mean, it wasn't sterling. Now, they gave up a starting cornerback for him, so he really must have not looked good there.
I don't know the numbers on how many players Belichick let go and then they went somewhere else and had a decent career, but I'm going to name one name that we should all know because he came here for a year. Remember, Patrick Chung was drafted by the Patriots. They got rid of him. He came here for a year, had an okay year. Now he went back to New England, and he's won 2 Super Bowls.
They turn people into stars up there. You know, it's because they have a good coach and a great quarterback.
Yo, Mike, what's up? I'm just wondering, man, why wasn't Goddard in last game? Obviously, Foles needed all the help he could get, and when you got Josh Perkins in there catching balls, like who's Josh Perkins, man? Like, why is he even on this squad?
I think it tells you all you need to know. Goddard played 17 snaps. The reason why he played 17 snaps is that he must not be getting it, and that's only determined in practice. So, since I'm not privy to practice, I can only surmise that the coaching staff doesn't think he's really getting it yet.
Alshon Jeffrey is our savior. Once he comes back, everything will be fine. Relax.
Alshon Jeffrey's a savior? Good player, not a savior.
It's disgusting. All everyone does is complain. Didn't we win the Super Bowl last year?
Yeah. And? Is there some more to that call? Last year has nothing to do with winning games this year. That would be my retort.
No, I don't know what his issue is.
All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off.
Brought to you by Elkin Chevrolet on Route 73 in Marlton. Come see over 60 Chevrolet Silverados in stock and find new roads at Elkin Chevrolet.
Got an LPD?
I don't like them.
What is it?
Because I don't like
them. Leave it at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your Sound Off gets on.
Good riddance. See you later.